Inshallah, some sweetest friends, this year should be a special Shomer Rav Sheikh Levi Mishmas, Moras Estel Vessel, Shomer Tchanabetz, Gomez Hotel, Tchanabetz, Meir Zev. And we are going to be learning about the Inyan of Kavse Zakukla, Kavse Ein Zakukla. Based on the Torah, Meir Rabbeinu. The Gaon HaGadol, Amuflag Amuflag, Rabbi David Manzer Tzal, as Machlokas HaMavoyim in the Gemara on Shabbos and the Chof Aleph, if Kavse Zakukla or Kavse Ein Zakukla, if it goes out, do you relight it or not? We paskin ein zakukla. You don't relight it if it goes out, like we see in the Gemara. Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the Marashal writes in a tshuva that nevertheless, if you want to be zeicher to a mitzvah shleima, you should relight it. It's no less than doing a mahadrin. Ayin sham in the Marashal, brought in the Taz and Tara Aksif Kut and Yud. This is very difficult to understand. What does this have to do with the din of mahadrin? Mahadrin is the din hider batzim mitzvah hadlakas ner chanuk kehilchasa by adding on neiris. That's not connected to kavse zakukla, which is a new hider. But after it goes out, you have to relight it. It's not a hider on the Tosefis, on the Etzema Mitzvah. Here is something new. So, Makeshel Benehem. So, how does the Marshal learn this hider from that hider? Does it in hider Machudish? That's not. That's adding on to the Etzema Mitzvah. We also have to understand Losh of the Marshal. He says, you want to be Zelcha to a Mitzvah Shlema, you should relight it. So, we see that if you don't relight it, you're lacking the Mitzvah Shlema. So, if that's true, how do you compare it to Mahadrin? If you don't do Mahadrin, you're not lacking a Mitzvah Shlema. And if you're lacking a mitzvah shlema by not relighting it, then we should be paskin in kavse zakukla in order that you should do the mitzvah shlema. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Taraksiv Beis hadlaka is a mitzvah. Therefore, if kavse kodim shiavur zman ein zakukla, since hadlaka is a mitzvah, therefore if it goes out before the proper time elapses that it should be lit for, you don't have to relight it since hadlaka is a mitzvah. It's lashon of the Rashba and the Tshuvas and Tavkuf Lamites. The Taz and Sivkat and Ches, also in the Be'er Agra and Sivkat Yad Aleph, right? That the Shulchan Aruch is not referring to the Machlokes in the Gemara. If Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Anacha is a mitzvah, 22b, 23a, because that's not connected to Kavse and Zakukla. The Taz says, even if you hold Hanacha is a mitzvah, that the mitzvah is the Hanacha, you can still say that Kavse and Zakukla. You did the Hanacha, you placed it down, and it goes out, you don't have to relight it. So mazik hashul, if the mitzvah is the halakha, or the mitzvah is the hanacha, either way, you can say kavse and zakukla. So what is it? What does that have to do with that machlekes? And not only that, and the Gemara has this machlekes, if kavse zakukla are not kavse, if halakha is a mitzvah, hanacha is a mitzvah, the Gemara should have proven that Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah because we pass in Kavse and Zakukla. If there's a kesher between Kavse and Zakukla and Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, as the Gemara is learning Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, if there's really a connection between the two, then the Gemara should have brought a raya. You know how we know Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah? Because Kavse and Zakukla. The Gemara doesn't do that, so therefore that's the Shulchan Aruch is not referring to the Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah of the Gemara. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that since the moment you lit it, you did the mitzvah, therefore, kavse ein zakukla. You don't have to relight it. That's all it means, is that once it's lit for a minute, you did the mitzvah. And therefore, you don't have to relight it. It's not referring to the machlokas of whether the mitzvah is the etzem lighting of the candles or the mitzvah is the placing down of the candles. He's just saying, the Shulchan Aruch is just saying, that if it's lit for a moment, then you did the mitzvah, and therefore kavse ein zakukla. It's not referring to whether it's the lighting or the placing down. Obviously, it has to be lit, and the shaila is is the mitzvah placing it down, and therefore there's a shnafkamina for chera shut and cut if we cut and does it, or is the mitzvah just the lighting, and not the placing down? But al kulpanim, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here is that you're makayim the mitzvah immediately. Once the mitzvah is done, it's done. Whether it's done when you lit, it's done when it's placed down, but the mitzvah is done. And therefore, if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. It's not referring to the machlokas of kavse zakukla or ein zakukla. Since you did the mitzvah immediately when it's lit, so therefore you don't have to relight it. So then what's pshat in the lashon? Hadlaka oisim mitzvah. When the Gemara is a machlokas Where is the machlokes? Where is contrasting? What's making the mitzvah, the hanacha or the hadlaka? Therefore, it's correct to say hanacha is a mitzvah, hadlaka is a mitzvah. You're trying to contrast to what makes the mitzvah. Is a maisa is a mitzvah? A maisa hadlaka is a mitzvah, or maisa hanacha is a mitzvah? So, therefore, a sensitive ear is understands that you should write a lashon of oise. But here, there's not two sides. So, the Shulchan Aruch should have just said, the mitzvah is the hadlaka, and therefore kaf sein zakukla. Not hadlaka oisim mitzvah, as opposed to hanacha oisim mitzvah. Rather, now that makes sense over there, but over here it should have just said that hadlaka is the mitzvah. Hadlaka hiya mitzvah, and therefore kaf sein zakukla. It's a lashon of oisim. The chayra, the yisod of the machlekes hamavayim, is whether kaf sein zakukla or not kaf sein zakukla, is the mitzvah, the maisa hadlaka. And then Mimela, when it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Like the Tshuvas HaRashba writes, brought in the Ran, and the Sukkot Shabbos, Pes Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, etc. Levush Tarag writes that the Takana Zeicher L'Neis with Lahadlik HaSaner. Or is the mitzvah Shianer Daluk? Or is the mitzvah that should be lit? And Mimela, the din is that Kavsa Zakukla. If the din is the Maisad Laka, Kavsa Ein Zakukla. If the din is that it should be lit, that it should be Daluk, then Mimela Kavsa Zakukla, because it has to be lit. Not that you have to do a mice of lighting, it has to be lit for the requisite time. So then why does the Gemara talk about the Taitza of the Machlekes? The Taitza is Kops is Zakukla, Rain Zakukla. Why don't you talk about the Etzema Machlekes? The Etzema Machlekes is the mitzvah the Maisa Hadlaka, or is the mitzvah that it's Daluk? The Taitza that it's Daluk. And then Mele, we have an Afgamin. If the mitzvah is the Maisa Hadlaka, Kops Ein Zakukla, you don't have to be lighting because you do the Maisa Mitzvah. And if it's Kops Ein Zakukla, then the mitzvah is. And if the mitzvah is that it should be daluk, that it should be lit, so Mimela kops is zakukla. It has to be lit before. So why does the Gemara only talk about the taitza of the machlokes of kops zakukla, zakukla, not the etzem machlokes, which is what's the mitzvah, the meiser, the taitza, and then Mimela you would get to the machlokes of kops zakukla, reino zakukla. That's we have to understand the Gemara. It would appear that the etzem minyan shekola mitzvah enu ala b'maisa adlaka, and therefore kav seinu zakukla has to be understood. As we see in the Gemara and daf chof aleph on the beis and the halacha shulchan aruch taf rei shayin beis, that you have to have enough oil that it's ro'i to burn for the requisite time. Ayin sham the Gemara and the shulchan aruch taf rei shayin beis l'chora mevur mizeh sheha mitzvah mechayeves. שיהיה הנר דלוק. אחרת, רק מייסה הדלוקה הוא דבוי, מה זה עניין לשיעור? Apparently, it's a mitzvah that the nair should be lit. Otherwise, if it's just a מייסה הדלוקה, what do you need the shear for? If all you need is a מייסה הדלוקה, why is it necessary to have a shear of enough oil that it should last for the required time? And you can't say that it's a tenai in the maisa hadlaka, that it should be a maisa with shemen that has a shear, because if that would be the case, it would turn out that after you lit and you fulfilled the tenai, in other words, you did a proper lighting with the required amount of oil, there'd be no more mitzvah in the etzem hadlaka. So why then do we paskin that asur l'shtamish l'oil and asur l'hadlik miner l'ner mishum bizui mitzvah l'kam shitas v'shonim any kind of makom l'harich b'zeh? ומאחר שכבר נגמרה המצווה באותו אופן שנגמרה המצווה כשכפתה, מה ישנה אם הודה לכם מחובה? Since you already did the mitzvah, and if it goes out, the mitzvah is a done mitzvah, so what does it matter if it's lit or if it's extinguished? Anyway, you already did the mitzvah. You finished the mitzvah. So why are we saying, once you finish the mitzvah, no, don't light me near the nair. Mishum bizui mitzvah. No, don't be mishtamish bar. You did the mitzvah. So the chayr, from the fact that you require a shear when you lit it, and it's not just pshat that it's a tenai in the maisad laka, because then afterwards it should be mutter to light from air to air and to mishtamish lara. No. See, afterwards you're also not allowed to. So apparently the mitzvah is that the nair should be daluk. And if the mitzvah is the nair should be daluk. So memela we have to say that kavsa zakukla. But you have to relight it. We say no. We say kav se ein zakup. Again, if kav se ein zakup, then why do you need a shear? And why is it aser afterwards l'shtamish la'ir? If you did the mitzvah, so the mitzvah, you did the ma'aseh hadlaka. If shat and kav se ein zakup, then all you have to do is to have a ma'aseh hadlaka. You have a ma'aseh hadlaka. What's the problem? Now do whatever you want. ומזה נראה שבוודאי the mitzvah of ניר חנקה היא גם במציאוס ההדלוקו ביועס הניר דלוק, שזוהי התכלס של המצווה. התכלס of the mitzvah is that the ניר should be דלוק. This is discussed, we've had one amazing share about this, at least in the past, on the חיוב הדלוקת הנרות במקדוש, about maybe 5-6 years ago. This is also discussed by Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi in the ninth parak of Chasbiyas Mikdash. So the mitzvah is the mitzvah hadlaka b'yos hanel daluk, shezoi atachlit shel mitzvah, ela sheyisod chiyuvei mitzvot shebatorah hu behayotam sivui shel asiyot. Veleka. Mitzvah v'tzivui al dvorim shehim me'eleim. Kevin she'asiyah yeshna rak behadlaka o behanacha demah she'daluk haner achar kach me'atzmo uveino asiyah shel ha'adam. Mishum kach af al pi she'yot haner daluk hu mitziyut ha'mitzvah aval chiyuv ha'mitzvah v'tzivui la'asotah hu rak al ha'maaseh. שבעל כורחנו מזה שכשעשה הוא כבר יצא ידי חובתו, כיוון שהחיוב שישנו עליו הוא רק על זה, לכן מצד אחד באי שיעורה אשר חיוב המעשה שלו הוא לעשות מעשה שתקיים בו תכלית המצווה, שהוא היה אותה נר דלוק בשיעורה. כשמדליק פחות משהו, הוא לא עשה כלל את מעשה המצווה שהוא החיוב שישנו עליו לעשות מעשה של היה אותה נר דלוק בשיעורה. In other words, the mitzvah is that you do a mitzvah hadlaka, and that the ner is daluk. That's the tachlis, that it should be that you do a ma'aseh, and now the ner is lit. But the yesod chiyuv ha'mitzvah in the Torah is that the Torah is commanding you to do things. And there's no commandment on things that are automatic. There's no command. The command is for you to do, not for things that just happen as a result of what you did. And since there's an asiyah only in the hadlaka or in the hanacha, because what it's the fact that it's lit afterwards is automatic. It's not your asiya. It's not your action. Because of this, even though the fact that the ner is lit is the mitzius of the mitzvah, that's the mitzius of the mitzvah. But the chiyuv ha-mitzvah and the tzivui to do the mitzvah is only on the ma'isa. So it must be from this that when you did it, you were ready yotzei dechova. Since the chiyuv that you have is only for this. So yes, there has to be a mitzius of an er daluk, but your ma'isa is your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is your ma'isa. Af al pi she'yot an er daluk hu mitziyut ha-mitzvah, aval chiyuv ha-mitzvah v'atzivui la'asotah hu rak al ma'aseh, she'ba'al kurchenu mizeh, שכשעשה הוא כבר יצא ידי חובתו. כיוון שהחיוב שישנו עליו, so once you did it, you already were יוצא ידי חובה. And that's it. So מצד אחד, you require a shear because the chiyuv, your ma'isa, is to do a ma'isa where the tachlis ha-mitzvah should be fulfilled. The tachlis ha-mitzvah is that the nir should be lit with the proper shear. And if you light with less than a proper shear, you didn't do the ma'isa mitzvah, which is the chiyuv that you have to do a ma'isa of the nir being lit for the proper amount of time, for the share of time. And therefore, for this reason, it's pashat that if the ner is lit, that's the mitzvah, and therefore, aser l'shtamish le'oiro, you're not allowed to use the light. Why not? Because the mitzvah is that it should be lit. So don't use the mitzvah. But mitzat sheni, your chiyuv is only on the ma'isa hadlaka shel ner b'shiura. And if you lit such a nair, you're ready yotzei dechovaso. ולכן אם קבסה, אין הוא זקוק לה. Your chiyuv is on the ma'isa dlak of a ner b'shir, and if you lit it, you're yotze, and therefore kavsa ain o zakuk lo. So it's both true. You have to light. You have to light with a shir, because the tachas of the mitzvah is the ner should be dalak. And once it's dalak, asr l'shtamish l'ayra, asr l'hadlik min er l'ner. But if it goes out, you did your mitzvah. You're yotze yedei chayva. Now again, the chiyuv is that you do a maisa that it should be lit for the proper amount of time. But if you did everything you had to do and then it went out, so you're yotze. Shalom al Yisrael. If it still is lit, then it should be done properly. So asur l'shtamish l'ora. But if it goes out, then since you did your chiyuv, you fulfilled your chiyuv, then that's enough. Your chiyuv is to light. And whether it lasts for the amount of time is not your problem. You just have to do a maisa of lighting that it should be able to last the amount of time. If it goes out, it goes out. But if it's lit, since the tachlis is, it's not just to do a ma'aseh d'laka, the tachlis should be lit. If it happens to be lit, then asur l'shtamish l'ayra. And that's what the Gemara was telling him, zakuk or eino zakuk. And out in the ikra mitzvah, we asked before, why isn't the Gemara telling it in the ikra mitzvah? Is the ikra mitzvah the lighting or that it should be lit? Why does the Gemara ask that Shaila? Why does the Gemara instead go to the Shaila of Zakuk or not Zakuk? And the answer is because the Iker Inyan HaMitzvah L'Kulei Alma is Behayot HaNer Daluk. The Ner has to be lit. That's the Iker Inyan HaMitzvah L'Kulei Alma. That the Ner is burning. Everybody agrees to that. So they're not going to be arguing, is it a chiyuv on the maisa hadlaka, or is it a chiyuv on the that it should be lit? Because everybody agrees that the chiyuv is that it should be lit. And Mimela, even if the Maisa, after you did the lighting, you did your Maisa of lighting, it's not, it goes out, it extinguishes, Eino Zakukla, because you're ready, you're Makayim, your Chiyuv. So the Iker Inyan is only if you're Yotze Yidei Chova and Zakukla or not Zakukla. So the Gemara is not going to say, is it a mitzvah to do the Maisa ad Lak or that it should, or that Ner should be Dalak? Everybody agrees the Ner should be Dalak. The Shaila is, if you were Yotze, if you did the Maisa Hadlaka, and it goes out, do you have to relight it? Or were you Yotze? Avada, we prefer not to go out. And when you do the Maisa Hadlaka, you have to do it in such a way that it should be able to last. But the Shaila is, let's say, as everyone's not going to say, they're arguing is it should be Dalek, and everybody agrees that it should be Dalek. And that's the Tachlis of the Mitzvah. But the Shaila is, were you Yotze if it goes out? And therefore, the Gemara is told it kafsa zakukla reino zakukla. Because it's not just a taitza, it's the ikar yisayd adin. The ikar yisayd adin is, were you yotze when you lit if it goes out, or you're not yotze when you lit if it goes out? That's the machlokas. Machlokas isn't just the yisayd mitzvah, the maisad laka, or the taitza. The machlokas is the mitzvah, where Yotze Yidei Chova, if it goes out. And therefore the Gemara is Tolet and Kapsa Zakukla, Reino Zakukla. Zeme Vo'ar, Mimasha Katuv, B'Tshuvot HaRashba. Chelek Alef, Tav Kufla Mites, Boron Uran and Shabbos, Beis Yosef, Ramot, Tav Reshan Gimel, that if it goes out and you want to relight it, you don't make a peruche. Because the mitzvah of Hadlaka Kvar Avro, Mitzarechad, it's a mashma that it's a mitzvah. Otherwise, pashat that you don't make a bracha. Mitzad sheni, the Rashba writes, she'ein levarechad zeh kevin shkvar avra mitzvah. And if there's a mitzvah, then why isn't there a bracha? Mitzvah echad mashma that there's a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, if there weren't a mitzvah, then it's pasha, you don't make a bracha. But the Rashba says, the mitzvah kvar avra. It's mashma, there's no mitzvah. And if there is a mitzvah, then why isn't there a bracha? And don't tell me that there's no bracha because only hidur mitzvah, because the shita of Eliyahu Rabba brought in the Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Yud Gimel, is that you make a bracha and adlakas neris on a hidur mitzvah without the mitzvah. So maishna hacha, you should also be able to make a bracha when you relight it. So if it's a mitzvah, why aren't you making the bracha? If it's not a mitzvah, but the Rashba says it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, then pashat, you're not making a bracha. Mashma, there is a mitzvah. There's a need to make a bracha. So if it's a mitzvah, then why aren't you making a bracha, Taka? And if it's a hidur mitzvah, then what's the Rama says, he's talking about somebody who wants to be machmir in himself. You want to be machmir in yourself to relight it. So if what's the hidur mitzvah if the mitzvah kvar avra? If the mitzvah already passed, then where's the hidur mitzvah here? So based on what we said, the chiyuv is batel lagamri. Already makayim the tzivui. You're makayim the tzivui of the etzema mitzvah, and you're makayim the tzivui of the hidur mitzvah. You did what you had to do. And that's why the Rashba writes that there's no brocha, because kvar avra mitzvosoi. In other words, he's la'achar kiyum kol mashen etzdavet. So there's nothing to talk, no bracha. But lemaisa, the inyan of the mitzvah, that the ner should be dalek, wasn't miskayim. He's vada yesh inyan shal mitzvah b'kiyum zeh shal ikar inyan ha-mitzvah shal ner chanukah. That's the kiyum. The kiyum is, now that you did your maisa, but there's also a kiyum when it's lit. There's also an inyan for it to be lit. So therefore, there's a tzad to relight it. Want to relight it, relight it. Just don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha because the etzem mitzvah, the tzivui of the Torah is to do a ma'isa adlaka. Since the tzivui of the Torah is to do a ma'isa adlaka, there's no bracha. But the Torah also wants, or Chazal wanted, that the candles should be lit. Since they wanted the candles should be lit, so then there's a chumrah to relight it. And the chatchila, when you light it, you're supposed to, it has to have a shir. Because your tzivui is to light it, that it should be lit. Just if it goes out, you're not chayav to relight it because you did your mitzvah. But if it happens to go out, kvar avra mitzvah, so there's no bracha, but there's still an inyan that it should be lit, so relight it without a bracha. So, obviously, this is just the first step on a long journey. They say that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So today we took the first step. And hopefully we will continue. We will see more and more neflos, rabos, gedolos, vatsumos, mitaros, Hashem. And I'm so gratified that we were able to learn this together. It's amazing. Thank you so much for listening. And mitz Hashem, niskel hamshich, l'mod v'lamed l'shmo v'lasot, rak Hashem yiten lanu. את הכוח ואת המוח ואת שמחת החיים and everything we need in order to love the emes. Shalom, shalom.